Here's what they did. Loper shook out a little loop and slipped around behind the calf. The old cow watched him and appeared ready to charge, but just then Slim stepped out and waved his hat at her. It's an old trick used to distract a cow in the fight. While the cow made wicked noises at Slim, Loper was able to get into throwing range of the calf. When the calf jumped up to run, he brought up the loop, whipped it around one time, and flipped it out. It's called a Houlihan toss, and Loper can do it pretty well. The loop went straight to the mark and pulled down on the calf's neck. When Caffy hit the end of the twine, he jumped into the air and started bawling. That got the old lady stirred up something terrible. Say, fellers, she was ready to do some serious damage. She wasn't paying attention to Slim anymore. She had her wild eyes on the guy who was messing around with her calf. She shook her horns and bellered and took aim for High Loper, who was trying to drag the calf to the trailer. It was at that precise moment that Slim unleashed a secret weapon, his deadly fighting and barking machine. He looked down at me and said, "Get her, Hank." Even though I was still hurting from my first encounter with the nasty wench, even though I had been called an idiot by the very cowboy I was sent out to rescue, I forgave past mistakes and ignored the throbbing of my body and went streaking into combat. I wish you could have seen it. Oh, that was an attack to remember. I sank my teeth into her brisket, and suddenly she lost interest in what Loper was doing. She slung me around and bellered and slobbered. But you know what? When you got one by the brisket, she has a real hard time putting her horns to use. Well, while old Sookie was trying to sweep the ground with me, Loper dragged the calf into the trailer, stuck it in the front compartment, and closed the middle gate. By this time, I had figured out their strategy. They'd locked the calf in the front and hoped that when the old lady heard him bawling, she would jump into the back compartment. They could close the back gate on her, and that would be the end of it. Not a bad plan, actually. Only it didn't work. The old cow was so stirred up by then, she'd lost interest in her calf, and all she could think of was making hamburger out of me. How foolish of her. But nobody ever said that cows were smart. Well, I played my deal about as slick as it could be played. I hung on to her brisket until all hands were safe and all our objectives had been accomplished. Then I simply released my jaws and walked away. All right, maybe I ran away, for the simple reason that she came after me with them horns. That's an excellent reason for running. Before you could say osmosis five times, I had scooted my bad self under the pickup and was through for the day. Mission accomplished.